listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about the kind of prayer that Moses prayed. And I'm going to read to you several verses from Numbers chapter 14, beginning at verse 15. Here we go, Numbers chapter 14, beginning at verse 15. Moses prayed this. Now, if you kill these people as one man, then the nations which have heard of your fame will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people to the land which he swore to give them, therefore he killed them in the wilderness. And now, I pray, let the power of my Lord be great, just as you have spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving mercy and transgression. Now, verse 19. Pardon the iniquity of this people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy, just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt until now. Then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. Again, that's taken from Numbers chapter 14, verses 15 through 20. And in those verses, in context, Israel had rejected God again. Numbers 14 describes how they not only refused to believe what God told them, they also accused God of plotting the murder of Israel's children. Enough was enough. And God told Moses of his intention to wipe out the nation and start all over again. He would make Moses the father of a brand new and hopefully better nation. That's when Moses began to pray. Moses prayed with a zeal for God's glory. He knew that if God wiped out the present nation and started again with Moses, it would be something of a black mark on his reputation before the nations, especially Egypt. Could then the nations claim that the Lord was not able to bring the people of Israel into the promised land? Could they claim that the sin and rebellion of man was greater than the power and the goodness of God? You see, Moses cared about God's glory and reputation, and he prayed with an understanding of God's power to wipe out Israel in an instant. He gloried in the power of God. But Moses asked that God would use his power by showing mercy and long-suffering to a rebellious Israel. Do we know that God is powerful? And then do we ask God to use that power in the right or in the best ways? Now, Moses prayed with trust in God's word. In his prayer, he quoted what God said about himself in his dramatic encounter with Moses recorded in Exodus chapter 34. He recorded that God is long-suffering, abundant, forgiving iniquity and transgression, by no means clearing the guilty, great in mercy. Moses basically said, Lord, you have revealed yourself to me by your word. Your word declares who you are. Now, Lord, please act towards Israel according to who you have declared yourself to be in your word. You see, Moses knew God's glory, and he appealed to it. He knew God's power, and he appealed to it. Moses knew God's promise, and he appealed to it. What a great example this is of intercession. And what made this intercession impressive was not primarily Moses' method, but his heart. You see, Moses was completely others-centered. He was not concerned for his own glory, but only for God's glory and for the people of Israel. And this, of course, was God's intention all along. God wanted to develop and draw out of Moses this exact kind of heart. He wanted to transform him into the image of his son, as it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 29, much later, of course. He wanted to do this far before the time of Jesus. So make this your prayer today, based on your knowledge of the character of God, the promises of God, and your great need for God to work among his people.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.